sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name is Jim Santel, guest hosting at Maggie's invitation today while she is away for a brief holiday respite. We're talking now about the environment on the face of our planet, in our nation, in Wisconsin, and in a place called Montana, where, again, youth climate activists got a major win just last week coming out of the Montana Supreme Court that said, yes, indeed, you've got a constitutional right to have the legislature consider climate issues when enacting energy policy. And if they don't do that, they're acting unconstitutionally. Ricky Held, again, the named plaintiff, along with other people, a major victory here. Of course, all of this falls in the category of continued advocacy in many, many different venues. This in the courts, the mere fact that a Supreme Court says, yes, indeed, you've got a right to have policy in a particular state, reference and incorporate climate issues, does not change the world overnight, doesn't change Montana overnight, but it is a clear statement of a constitutional right, a landmark case, because it's the first court in the United States to recognize a constitutional right to a stable climate. That is significant. Of course, it comes up against some political realities out there. Fossil fuel industry, lots of money, lots of advocacy there, is plainly going to push back on this, not only in Montana as policy is created there, but as others perhaps around the country pick up that same sort of mantle and seek to do the same. And of course, it takes much more than just a Supreme Court decision to change climate policy in America, in Montana. Nonetheless, joining with what our president has said today, an advocacy for future continued focus upon climate goals in the United States of America, goals that are achievable at 2035, all of this an affirmation of what can and should be done as we go forward here in the United States addressing this major issue having to do with climate issues and the concern for the present administration's policies, its focus upon youth and adults alike, and also the next administration's focus and policies. They maintain that they are going to also be doing things consistent with our best interests. That is the kind of thing that Americans need to hold the administration responsible for going forward. And as we begin to conclude this first hour on the Maggie Dawn Show, something from overseas, also about the power of the people. In the midst of a near disaster in South Korea a couple of weeks ago, when then President Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law, you recall this issue very, very dramatically, within hours taking it down, realizing that his decision, unsupported by any constitutional premise or any need to declare martial law in that nation, people responding and saying, no, that's not what a republic is all about, taking back their government and not only ensuring that the legislature rescinded that, but the cabinet itself of President Yoon rescinding it, backtracking on that so that martial law in place for quite literally just a few hours here in South Korea, no longer a part of that history. But nonetheless, in the wake of that movement forward to impeach President Yoon, that underway, continued advocacy in the streets, in the school yards, in every single venue in South Korea against this, and indeed, a bit lighthearted, but nonetheless, the commitment of the continuing South Korean population who are using parody, P-A-R-O-D-Y, for political protest. South Koreans continue to take the streets this month, demanding the ouster of their president. A very serious matter. Again, ensuring that the republic is where it should be, but finding an unexpected outlet to express their fury, and that's in jokes and satire on the streets of Seoul, other places. They hoisted banners, continue to do so to this day, flags with whimsical messages about cats and sea otters and food. They wave signs joking that President Yoon's declaration of martial law had forced them to leave the comfort of their beds. Of course, that, of course, silliness, but nonetheless underscoring the importance of what he tried to do. Pictures of flags spread widely on social media. The idea, once again, to use humor to build solidarity against Yoon, who has vowed, nonetheless, to fight his impeachment following his decree on December 3rd. Some of the non-existent groups that are a part of these whimsical flags include things like the Dumpling Association. One of the people says, I just wanted to show that we were a part of the people, even if we aren't actually a part of an organized civic group. Waved a flag of the Dumpling Group at a recent protest she went to. Some groups have referred to other local favorites in the area using pizzas and red bean pastries, all those kinds of things. In the past month or so, this continues, again, using some parody. I've come up with a wide range of unorthodox groupings, and some of those includes self-proclaimed homebodies, some of those claiming that their rights as people who suffered from motion sickness also violated their rights as well. All of this in signs. You can see them on the internet, on the web, on a regular basis. The serious aspect of this, according to political people there, they're trying to say, of course, as one political leader said, even for those of us who have nothing to do with political groups, who are not involved politically, this situation is unacceptable. Not a member of any party or anything that's serious, but this is still outrageous. They held signs ridiculing the president, saying that he had separated them from their pets at home, disrupted their routine of watching Korean dramas. One group called itself a union of people running behind schedule, referring to the ideas that the need to protest over martial law had forced them to reschedule their appointments. People of South Korea nonetheless saying, we want our country back. They've taken it back in a show of advocacy this week, also with parody in that nation. The Maggie Dawn Show continues after this brief break. Stay with us for more discussion of politics here in America on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.
If this day is a new bird, he sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman.
Yes, until the other kids.